This is KVNF's regional newscast for Monday, May 24th, 2021. I'm Gavin Dahl. This week is Paonia's annual spring cleanup. Large and difficult trash items, such as appliances and tires, can be put out with regular trash for pickup at no extra charge. There's also a dumpster at Town Park for the week. The price of construction materials is through the roof. While this is delaying some large construction projects, the 55,000 square foot flex buildings within the Colorado Outdoors area in Montrose are on track. Montrose Press reports the cost of lumber as of April was up to 200% over last year. In March, steel saw prices exceed $1,000 per ton for only the second time ever. Supply and demand is the main reason for the price increases, as the pandemic caused steel mills to temporarily slow production or shut down completely, leading to supply shortages. The increases haven't impacted the Flex Buildings project, though, because they placed orders in February and March before prices rose. The city of Delta is honoring local sugar beet industry history with a mural in the West Legacy Pocket Park. On their website, the city's asking for 200 individuals, families, or businesses to each donate $100 to cover the costs. The mural will include the names of those who donate and will complement the outdoor seating, flower planters, and children's playscape currently being constructed on Main Street between 3rd and 4th. The Grand Junction Peace Officers Association has filed a class action lawsuit claiming the city mismanaged the employee retirement health plan and that city staff misrepresented the funds as being held in a third-party trust. No trust existed, according to the suit. The Grand Junction Sentinel reports the lawsuit claims retirement funds have been commingled with the city's general fund and used for purposes other than paying retiree health premiums. City Attorney John Shaver denies the claims. Telluride Foundation CEO Paul Major is stepping down after 20 years. The Telluride Daily Planet reports that after his initial announcement in January, the foundation launched an extensive and inclusive input process from community members, donors, nonprofits, and other stakeholders. In his 20 years with the foundation, Major tackled difficult issues like rural economic transitions, early childhood education, affordable housing, and expanded broadband. More info about the open position can be found at TellurideFoundation.org. Western land agencies, including the National Park Service, state parks, and the Bureau of Land Management, have seen a massive increase in tourism and with it an increase in damage to archaeological sites sacred to Western indigenous tribes. High Country News reports in late April at the site known as Birthing Rock near Moab, Utah, vandals defaced 1,000-year-old petroglyphs scrawling the words white power and other obscene graffiti. Also, a rock climber named Richard Gilbert bolted climbing routes over petroglyphs near the Sunshine Slabs, north of Arches National Park. The land in Utah, as in many western states, is owned by the federal government. When an act of vandalism occurs, perpetrators are rarely held accountable, leaving tribes with few means to pursue a legal case. Three Colorado cities have joined an international effort to help municipalities prepare for a rapidly growing population of older adults. Greeley, Evans, and Garden City now are members of the AARP network of age-friendly communities, which provides guidance and resources for improving life for older adults and people of all ages. Eric Gladys reports.
The Weld County cities will collaborate on projects including making streets more walkable, improving housing and transportation options, and creating opportunities for residents to participate in community activities. Greeley resident and AARP volunteer Jim Reesberg says all parties agreed that joining the national network would tap the best available tools for the job.
Be able to study the best practices of 520 other cities across this country that are trying to do the same things.
Reesberg points to research showing that well-designed, livable communities help sustain economic growth and make for happier, healthier residents of all ages. By 2030, AARP projects that one in five U.S. residents will be 65 or older, and by 2035, there will be more adults over 65 than children under 18. Along with housing and transportation, efforts to create more livable cities include improving access to information, employment, outdoor spaces, health services, and community-based support. Bob Murphy with AARP Colorado says getting all stakeholders involved in the process, including residents of traditionally disadvantaged neighborhoods, is critical for the initiative's success.
We hope that all of these efforts will be inclusive, not just in the Greeley, Evans, and Garden City collaborative, but age-friendly efforts throughout Colorado and throughout the country, involving as many stakeholders as possible.
The Tri-City collaboration was facilitated by United Way of Weld County, which brought some 20 groups together to form the Collective Impact Aging Well Initiative in 2019. The age-friendly network was launched in the U.S. by AARP in 2012, and Colorado was the third state to join. Carbondale, Colorado Springs, Denver, Fruta, Los Animas, La Junta, and Manitou Springs are members, along with Boulder, Chaffee, Eagle, Jefferson, Larimer, Logan, Pitkin, and Summit counties. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
The Delta County School Board on Thursday voted down comprehensive human sexuality education for students in the district as demonstrators led a pride parade outside. KVNF's Kate Redmond was there.
A lively gathering formed on 4th Street in Delta last Thursday outside of the school board meeting, where inside they were deciding on a comprehensive healthy sexuality education curriculum for primary and high school students. The curriculum is medically accurate, evidence-based, and age-appropriate. It includes the benefits of delaying sexual intercourse while also providing information about normal reproductive development, contraception to prevent unintended pregnancies, and barrier protection to prevent sexually transmitted infections. But because it is also inclusive of forms of sexual expression and gender identity and sexual orientation, it is a lightning rod for residents who oppose it. The gathering, monitored by the Delta Police Department, who shut down the street, became an LGBTQ pride event surrounded by Christians holding scripture signs and placards saying, "Make America Straight Again." But not all Christians oppose LGBTQ inclusivity. Here's Karen Winkle, the pastor for the Community Spirit Church in Montrose.
We're here to show some support for the LGBTQ community. We were invited to come and offer some support because I think there was a little bit of hate the last time, and the LGBT community wanted some allies.
Opponents like Barbara Gwozdowski from Grand Junction think this type of education belongs in the home and in the church.
I don't believe that it's for the school district to dictate teaching the children about sexuality or whether or not they're the right gender. I believe that that should be between the parents and the child, maybe a counselor.
Inside the meeting, 10 members of the public were allowed to speak. Walt Anderson from Cedar Ridge waited outside with nearly 300 other people to hear what they decided.
I think if the school board makes their decision based on love and compassion for the kids and not hate and prejudice, that they'll make the right decision.
The school board declined to adopt comprehensive healthy sexuality education curriculum. They presented a resolution at the conclusion of the limited public remarks, pointing to an earlier non-public meeting where the decision was made. For KVNF, I'm Kate Redmond.
That does it for Monday's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.